朋友，我是活在耶稣里福音网站的玛丽姐妹，欢迎来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是刘传章牧师，愿神仆人的讲道信息能帮助你认识主耶稣，并能相信主耶稣，得到属天的福分。
今天早上我要跟大家思想一个题目，叫做跨越。
This morning I want to consider with you together a topic of crossing over.
这个主要的是根据约书亚记第三章。
This mainly according to Joshua chapter 3.
在我没有看这段圣经之前，
Now, before we look at this passage,
我想先跟大家思想一个跨越的经验。
I would like to share with you an experience of crossing over.
2008年
2008,
说明了一件很重要的跨越事件。
It's a very important year.
那就是说在华人宣教的历史上跨越了200年的中华宣教。
It's a year of crossing over 200 years of mission to China.
1807年到2007年
1807 to 2007,
整整的200年
total of 200 years,
是华人福音在中华扎根的200年。
It's the time since the gospel came to China and flourished.
我们不能够停留在200年的追思里面。
But we could not just remain in the 2000 years of memory.
我们知道2007年在世界各地都有很多庆典。
We know that in 2007 there are a lot of celebrations.
感谢上帝，马里逊来中国宣教200年。
We thank the Lord for Morrison coming to China, the celebration of 200 years.
但是这200年已经过去了。
But this 200 years is already passed.
我们已经跨越了这个200年。
We have crossed over these 200 years.
那为了来中国传福音，
In order to come to share the gospel in China,
马里逊需要跨越许多的约旦河。
Morrison needed to cross over many Jordan rivers.
他是英国人。
He was an Englishman.
要来到中国。
He came to China.
中国的文化跟英国的文化有多大的差别？
There's a big difference between the Chinese culture and the British culture.
19世纪的时候，
In the 19th century,
欧洲已经很现代化。
Europe is already very modernized.
而中国还是在农业时代。
But China is still an agricultural nation.
所以让一个英国人来到中国，
Therefore, in order for an Englishman to come to China,
做宣教的工作，
to be a missionary,
是何等的艰难。
It was very difficult.
而他是说英语的。
Now he was English speaking.
中国是说华语的。
Chinese speak Chinese.
在语言上有多大的困难？
And there are big gulf in language.
但是他在16年的时间里面，
But in the 16 years?
16年
In 16 years?
16年的时间里面可以把圣经翻译成中文。
He was able to translate the Bible into Chinese.
编撰了有史以来很有名的中英字典。
And also a very famous Chinese English dictionary.
马里逊是吃面包的。
Morrison eats bread.
他到了澳门，到了广州，他要吃粥。
But when he went to Macau and Canton, he has to eat congee.
那个粥同埋面包还非常是不同的。
Congee and bread are very different.
但是他为了宣教，他要改变他的生活方式跟态度。
But for the sake of mission, he was willing to change his lifestyle and his attitude.
他是穿西装的。
He used to wear suits.
来到中国，他要换成长袍马褂。
But after he came to China, he had to change his outfit also.
如果我们不愿意跨越，
If we are unwilling to cross over,
我们不能够成就什么事情。
We will not be able to accomplish much.
我们如果要向普世进军宣教，
If we want to accomplish world mission,
也必须要跨越许多的 约旦河。
We also need to cross over many Jordan.
那这种的跨越
，this kind of crossing over，
不只是马里逊做了
，not only should Morrison do，
并且做到了
，and also accomplished，
成功了。
He was successful.
在历史上留下了非常重大的印记。
Just left behind a mark in history.
那在历史上我们也有前车之鉴，有历史的前鉴，有 historical precedent.
If we look at history, we can see historical precedent.
我们现在回到约书亚记第三章。
And I would like to go back to Joshua 3.
那约书亚记第三章整个的是讲到以色列人在旷野40年之后。
Now this whole chapter is about after the Israelites have been wandering in the desert for 40
years. 他们现在要跨越约旦河。
Now they need to cross over the Jordan.
要进到迦南美地。
They have to enter into the land of Canaan.
在这段圣经里面有三次提到。
In this passage is mentioned three times.
要跨越，要跨越。要跨越
about crossing over, crossing over, and crossing over.
一次是准备跨越
the first time is to prepare to cross over.
一次是正在跨越
the other one is crossing over.
第三次是已经跨越
the third time is after they cross over.
从这个角度，我们来思想圣经教会的未来。
Now we would like to look at the future of our church in from this.
首先，我们做一点以色列人在旷野生活的回忆。
First, we want to refer back to the life that they had in the wilderness.
40 年习惯性的生活。
They have gotten used to the life for 40 years.
意思是说，以色列人在旷野漂流40年。
Now they have been wandering the desert for 40 years.
虽然他们是一个漂流的生活
，even though it was a nomadic life，
但是那个生活对他们来说是很习惯的。
But they have gotten used to it.
他们什么都知道。
They knew everything.
他们的环境很熟悉。
They knew their environment.
更重要的一件事情就是说，他们不需要做工就有饭吃。
The most important thing is that they didn't need to work and they had food to eat.
因为上帝天天降玛拿给他们吃。
Because the Lord gave them manna every morning.
所以这种的生活是很习惯。
Therefore, this kind of life has become
habitual. 变成一种例行公事。
Becomes a habit.
他们说就是这个样子。
They said, this is how life is supposed to be.
我们的生活就是这个样子。
This is how life is.
这样不是很好吗？
Isn't that good?
早起晚归。
We rise early and return late.
朝九晚五。
9 to 5.
所以这是我们的生活，我们已经是这个样子，也是很好。
Now this is our life. We have gotten used to it. It is good.
所以我们不需要有什么改变。
And we don't think that we need to make any changes.
你觉得你的生活已经很安定了吗？
Now, do you feel that your life is very stable?
你觉得你个人的生活已经很安定了吗？
Do you feel that your personal life is very stable?
你觉得你的工作很安定了吗？
Do you feel that your work is very stable?
你觉得你的教会生活也很安定了吗？
Do you feel that your church life is very stable?
满于现实是很好。
Now, being content is good.
但是满于现实而没有远见就变成瘫痪。
But being content without vision,
就变成没有进步。
You won't have any improvement.
因为我们今天生活不只是为着我们自己的享受。
Because our life is not just for our own enjoyment.
上帝有更好的、更丰富的恩典要赐给我们。
The Lord has better and richer blessings He wants to give us.
所以我们要预备过更丰盛的生活。
Therefore, we need to be prepared to live a fuller life.
如果我们要过一个更丰盛的生活，
we want to live a much richer life.
我们就不能够在家这个旷野打转。
We cannot just run around spinning around.
我们必须要跨越。
We need to cross over.
我们必须要跨越到对面去。
We need to cross over to the other side.
刚刚我讲到说，在约书亚记第三章有三次讲到。
Earlier I mentioned that there were three times that crossing over was
在三章第一节说要等候过河。
In chapter 3 verse 1 it says waiting to cross over.
Before crossing over. 而在第16节告诉我们说
And then verse 16.
于是百姓在耶利哥的对面过去了。
They crossed over. Okay, the people crossed over opposite Jericho.
然后在第17节
And then verse 17.
以色列众人都从干地上过去。
The whole nation had completed the crossing on dry ground.
上帝不要以色列人在旷野过日子。
The Lord didn't want the Israelites to live in the wilderness.
他要神要以色列人进到他所应许的迦南美地去过更丰盛的生活。
He wanted them to enter into the promised land to live a better life.
那丰盛的生活是在 对岸。
A richer life is on the other side.
不是在迦南美地，而不是在旷野。
It's not in the wilderness.
而是在迦南美地。
It's in the land of Canaan.
那要进到迦南美地。
In order to enter into Canaan,
我们必须要有信心。
We need to have faith.
我们必须要有圣洁。
We need to have holiness.
我们必须要有同心。
We need to have unity.
这也不是一个人的事情。
This is not a matter of one person.
这是所有人的事情。
It is concern, something concern everybody.
以色列人进到迦南地。
Israelites enter into Canaan.
在耶稣雅集里面告诉我们是团队的努力。
The Bible tells us that it is a teamwork.
我们看到约书亚是他们的领导。
We saw that Joshua was the leader.
上帝一再肯定他的领导力。
The Lord once and again confirmed his leadership.
神说，我怎么样与摩西同在，也必与你同在。
The Lord said that the same way I was with Moses, I will be with you.
我们看到利未人祭司他们在前头打前锋。
We saw that the Levites, they were walking ahead of them.
他们抬着月柜，就是上帝的恩典同在引导他们。
They carried the ark of God, representing God's grace, leading them.
然后我们看到百姓顺命跟着领导一起往前走。
And then we saw the people faithfully, submissively following the leader.
所以他们就过了约旦河。
In the same way they cross over Jordan.
啊，以色列人进到迦南美地去。
Then Israelites enter into the land of Canaan.
享受上帝所给他们的应许。
Enjoying the blessings of God.
当然，以色列人整个的历史
，Of course, in the whole history of Israel,
是一个悖逆的历史。
It's a rebellious history.
他们是背叛上帝。
They rebelled against God.
他们得到了好处。
They receive blessings from God.
过了一阵子又忘记了。
But after a while they forgot.
那有好的领导的时候。
When they have good leaders.
他们听他们的。
Listen to them.
过了一阵子他们又去走他们自己的道路。
But after a while they turn away and to live their own life.
但是他们还是进到迦南美地。
But even so they entered into Canaan.
上帝给他们丰富的恩典。
The Lord gave them rich blessings.
那今天我们从以色列人的生活里面。
Today, from the life of the Israelites,
我们来学习一个新的路程。
We need to learn something new.
或者来面对我们今天的挑战。
Something to help us to face the challenge today.
我们的教会今天是处在正在一个十字路口。
The church today is right at the crossroad.
教会进到32年的历史。
The church has reached 35 years.
我们可以说教会不错了。
We say that the church is not bad.
礼堂也有了。
We have a sanctuary.
牧师也有了。
We have pastors.
宣道经费也有了。
We have mission funds.
长老也有了。
We have elders.
执事也有了。
We have deacons.
会众也有了。
We have congregation.
什么都有了。
We have everything.
每个礼拜天都有机会来敬拜。
And we have the opportunity to worship God every week.
那我们年复一年，日复一日，我们可以继续下去。
So every day is like that, year after year is like that, we can continue on like that.
但是如果是这样的话呢，我们也可能像以色列人在旷野就慢慢的老化了。
But if we do that, year after year, we'll be like the Israelites, we'll get old in the desert.
如果我们只是满于现实的话，
If we are satisfied with what we have,
如果我们要向前，
If we want to move forward,
我们必须要跨越，
We need to cross over.
我们有很多东西，我们有许多的约旦河要跨越。
We have many Jordan rivers for us to cross.
有的是自然的。
Some are natural.
有的是人为的。
Some are man-made.
那我们的约旦河是什么呢？
What are our Jordan rivers?
也许是语言。
could be language.
也许是文化。
Could be culture.
也许是我们的背景。
Could be your background.
也许是我们的地域从哪里来的。
Could be your geographic location.
也许是我们皮肤的颜色。
Could be your skin color.
也许是我们的教育程度。
Could be your educational background.
那这些东西都可能变成一个河。
This could become a river.
可以变成一个拦阻。
This could be an obstacle.
我们知道有些地方教育水平的人不一样不在一起。
There are sometimes when people are of different educational background, they cannot mix together.
有的地方不是皮肤颜色不一样的不能在一起。
There are sometimes people segregated because of skin color.
我们有很多在中国人的社团里面我们有很多同乡会。
In the Chinese society, there are many, different society according to where they came from.
如果你是上海人
If you are Shanghainese,
我们有上海帮
You have a Shanghai gang.
那不是上海人就不能进去
If you are not Shanghainese, you cannot join them.
你是广东人
If you are Cantonese,
我们有广东帮
You have the Cantonese gang.
那别的人也不能进去
Other people, non-Cantonese gang.
这些人讲的话你都听不懂
Because if they are conversing, you couldn't understand.
那这是社会
Now, this is the society.
今天我们不是讲社会。
But I'm not talking about the society.
我们讲教会。
I'm talking about the church.
教会不能够让这些东西成为我们的约旦河。
The church cannot allow such things to become our obstacles, our Jordan River.
所以我们需要跨越这些约旦河。
That's why we need to cross over Jordan River.
我们的教会是一个多元化的教会。
Our church is a multicultural church.
我们尊重多元，但是不能够牺牲，不能因为多元而牺牲合一。
But we honor diversity, but we do not want to sacrifice unity.
不是因为我们是多元的，所以每一个人就变成一个独立的团体。
We cannot say that because we are diverse and we became separate entities.
教会走了三十多年的路程。
After 30 some years of this church,
我们也是顺应环境的需要。
Also because of the society, because of the condition that we're facing.
Because of our need.
Because of
我们有做一些的调整。
We need to make some adjustments.
但是我们的调整里面也有一些的问题。
But even within our adjustments, there are some problems that we need to
face. 所以我们是需要不断的调整。
That's why we need to continuously making adjustments.
那我们现在教会走到今天这个地步。
Now the church has reached this stage.
我们开始筑了很多的墙。
We noticed that we have built a lot of walls.
我们变成了很多的小圈子。
We have become a lot of small groups.
这些圈子都变成了河流。
And all these smaller groups have become rivers.
就好像变成了一些约旦河在我们的周围。
They have become Jordan rivers surrounding us.
很多人就不跨越这个约旦河。
Many people do not want to cross over these rivers.
我就是在这个范围里面。
I only want to be within my
你就是在那个范围里面。
You stay in your area.
所以变成我们真是 diversified.
And so
变成多元的。
We really became diversified.
但是我们不是我们虽然有多元我们是一元还是合一的
But we need to realize that we are one We need to have unity
所以我们要学习跨越堂会的界限
Therefore we need to learn to cross over the congregational boundary
我们有五个成人说连青年少年加起来五个堂会
We have five congregations including you
我们好像是把教会分成了五部分。
It's like that we have divided the church into five parts.
如果我们是以语言做标准的话
，If we use language as a standard，
那肯定就是会这样子分。
We know that this is how it will be divided.
但是我们希望不要用语言来分。
But I hope that we will not separate the church.
我们用目标来导向。
We will divide the church by target group.
那我们是以人为重。
A people-oriented direction.
那就是说我们看重每一个人。
Meaning that we treasure everyone.
朋友，如果你喜欢这个节目，请你将活在耶稣里事工网站的网址告诉你的亲朋好友。你也可以在我们的首页复印邀请收听的卡片，或用微信或微博 传递给朋友们，使更多的人通过收听更好地认识主耶稣，并接受他的救恩，得到永生生命。